After just 4 weeks, barely enough time to clean the cleats and fill the bat rack, the college baseball season went poof this year. COVID did its dastardly deed on this game, too. The University of Louisville was number one or two, depending on what poll you were looking at, when the season came to a close on March the 12th. They were 13-4 and had won 12 of their last 13 when the end came. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more and give anytime at WWIB.com to help support the show. Dan McDonald is the Cards head coach. He's been the most successful coach in the college game over the last decade, and he is with me today on Sports and Commentary from Louisville. Dan, welcome. How are you doing with the unforeseen and abrupt end to the 2020 baseball season?
Well, you know, it really went in phases. It was the your preseason number one in the country. I think 3 weeks into the season, we're currently ranked second in the country. We had just won a big series, our first ACC weekend at Wake Forest, and we're hosting Notre Dame. And it's a Thursday practice, and as we walk out to practice, I get wind that I think the SEC has canceled games for the weekend. And so I'm always of the mindset, you know, with the rain delay or anything like that, like we mentally prepare to play until the moment they say we're not playing. And so we got through practice, but word must have spread because I could tell the kids weren't 100% engaged and there was a look and a concern. And so by the time practice ended, the news came down, canceling all the games for the weekend. So you send kids home or to their dorms or apartments, and then within 24 hours, it went from, you know, losing a weekend to basically losing the season. And so now you're meeting with your players, and it just happened so quick. And so I just, you go back into your box of leadership and your catchphrases and what do you stand for. And you talk about the curveballs of life all the time. Well, here they are. And so you just have to lead this group. And so I went into my Dr. Elko mode and, you know, no self-pity and challenged them to come out better, not bitter. And we still had academic responsibilities. We still had player development responsibilities. We knew we had the draft coming up. And so, you know, you just try to continue to coach and lead. And really the message was, as reality set in, that we're no longer playing this spring, but, you know, maybe we'll be back together in a few months. However long this is, no regrets. And that was our catchphrase for the rest of the spring. No regrets, no regrets, no regrets. And so anytime we had a Zoom call, anytime we had a text message blast or anything, it always had that quote on there. Because the message was, you know, we don't want to look back, and I wish I'd have spent more time with my family. I wish I'd have worked out more in the conditioning. I wish I would have done maybe more for my church or my community. Whatever it was, God was presenting us with a really unique opportunity here, and we don't want to look back, you know, a year from now or whatever and go, man, I cannot believe I did not take advantage of this, that, or the other.
Yeah, I get it, Coach, but, man, you're number one or two in the country. The season looks great in front of you. Another appearance perhaps in the College World Series, maybe a championship. What about the woulda, couldas of this shutdown? You know, what might have been?
I really don't live in the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and I challenged our kids. And I say, I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately. I mean, we've had nationally ranked teams, you know, lose in a super regional, lose on a walk-off grand slam. I mean, you know, the longer you're around it, you know, if you're in that battle in the postseason, it's inevitable you're going to have some heartbreak losses. So I was never of the mindset, yes, were we talented enough to win a national championship? We've definitely felt like we were. But so many things have to fall in place, and you have to stay healthy, and you have to catch some breaks.
You have to get hot at the right time. I mean, so I really tried to challenge our kids. It was, and for the kids that won't get to experience this again, fortunately, it worked out for them. Reed Detmers was the 10th pick of the draft. Bobby Miller was the 28th pick of the draft. And then I had two seniors who signed free agent deals who had graduated. So two of my other seniors are coming back. A slew of juniors who probably would have been drafted in a normal year, but with only five rounds. So there's still a lot to accomplish. And it's as you try to teach these kids, you know, we always say baseball really mirrors life, especially college baseball, because of the adversity and the challenges. And that's what I challenge our kids. And I really even think the younger kids coming into college are better prepared, because usually the kids I get, they hadn't faced a whole lot of adversity by the time they get to me. And now, you know, that younger generation has really gone through, an unprecedented challenge. And so you hope they're all better off moving ahead.
Dan McDonald, University of Louisville baseball coach, and 14 years now at U of L. He walks the talk when it comes to his Christian faith, lives it out. And we're going to talk about that next time. Dan, we're out of clock here for today's show. Also visit about how you put the pieces together again after the shutdown for next season. Thanks for being here. God bless you. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, thanks for having me on. God bless.